For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I am Bryn, here with Gary and James, and the preseason is over, people, and the gauntlet is about to begin. We've got a lot to talk about. Before we do, please make sure you've hit that subscribe button and give us a like and share it with your friends. Tell everybody about it. We'd love to have everyone. If you're here in the chat, please participate. This is just us sitting at the table talking Utah football. We want to hear what you have to say. Huge thanks to our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. Follow him online, on social media. And if you need any work done, please go and see him down there in Utah County. And please hit the super thanks. And if you're in the chat tonight, please hit the super chat. If you want to, you know, help us out, contribute to the program, we would love
bread.
It. If you need to buy...
What?
Buy some bread. Stuff's expensive nowadays, people, in case you haven't noticed.
Support.
please hit the super thanks. We would very much appreciate it. And again, please subscribe. And if you're in the chat tonight, make sure you hit that like button. All right. Preseason's over.
Okay, before we get going, though, I'm afraid to say anything because...
Whoa. How are we're starting off on fire?
Because, let's see.
Gary woke up and chose violence, everybody.
I can't even. Does anyone else notice how often the guys talk over Bryn?
Well, it's because she's awful.
Come on, guys. Mostly you, Gary. So, I'm not saying anything.
I've been saying this for years.
That's fine. No one's going to care.
Just sit there.
I'm just going to sit here.
Sit there quietly all night long.
All right. I have plenty to say.
No, just don't talk over me.
Well, really?
If he had something important
to
thrill,
say. Is the thrill going to listen?
The thrill from Twitter. He had amazing things to say after last week's episode.
The thrill.
I don't have a memory that far back.
I have to admit, out of everybody on your panel, I think everyone's kissing up. I'm just going to put that little caveat out there.
That's fine.
I have to admit, out of everybody on your panel, Bryn is consistently the most accurate in picking games and overall knowledge. She is it.
Where's the lie in that
constantly
statement?
Gets names correctly.
Ooh.
Should be names, yeah, correctly. Knows where coaches have been and keeps up on the portal. I'm not sold on those other hacks.
That's fair. I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. Out of the way. It's all yours. Go, yep. Bryn.
So I'm saying, where's the lie in that statement? He's absolutely right.
There's so many lies on that statement. All right. We got some important stuff to talk about.
Yes,
there's stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
I'm excited. Well, thoughts on Weber. And so we're game and then where we're at, we'll move on from there.
Is it okay if I talk?
Go ahead. I'll give you permission.
It was exactly what I expected the game to be. I mean, it's how Coach Whittingham plays these games. You know, I did not. Now, last year we absolutely blew the doors off of SUU, but that's not how Whittingham plays these games. He plays them in, okay, we're going to win. It's going to be solid. We're going to execute. We're going to get some guys time that I've never, you know, guys that I've never seen before. Some of that is because of injury. I think some of that was precautionary. But it was exactly what I expected it to be. At the end of the day, it was tighter than you wanted it to be. And then you win the game, you move on. So
I think it's such good experience for so many of those guys. Like you said, a bunch that I haven't even seen their names before. But that's exactly what you want in that kind of game. You want your starters to play for a little bit. I think some of ours played longer than I would have wanted to, but at the same time, we're already down to our second and third string who were starting the game. So,
yeah.
But it's exactly what you want. You want that game experience. You want them to be able to get in there and actually play in a real scenario. Hi, tall guy.
Lanky boy. Lanky boy. Great name.
But I did want to...
Old man.
I think everyone knows this.
I need some Botox or something.
No.
Will you please do it?
Let's do it on air. Your face would be frozen.
Just do it. Let's do it on air.
Okay.
Get someone in here and give you some shots.
If someone wants to give us some dough, maybe I'll do it.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's get a sponsor.
Let's go back to the game.
A beauty lab. All right. Just to run through this, in case you hadn't realized, these are the ones that I could make a list of. Tell me who I missed that did not play on Saturday. Rising, Keithy. This is offense. So Rising, Keithy, Johnny Maia.
Uh-huh.
Vele did not play.
Uh-huh.
Pittman didn't play. Obviously, we know Bernard's out for the season. Jackson played, was a little banged up, whatever.
Yeah,
he came back in.
Peppa didn't.
So defense, Reed, Tafuna.
Reed played. Reed did play.
Which surprised me, considering he's coming back from head neck injury.
He came back in.
He played all game. Most of the game.
Hey, thank you, Jordan.
Okay.
For some bread.
Thanks, man.
That's pretty good.
I can eat for the next week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, can someone chip in for like some ramen or something?
I love ramen.
So, Reed, I was wrong. Tafuna, Peppa, O'Toole, Broughton. Is there anyone else on defense who didn't play? Anybody significant? And then Becker hurt himself, our kicker.
Yeah, he didn't play.
During warm-ups.
For a couple weeks.
At least. It's like 3 or 4, I think.
Uh-huh. Minimum 4 weeks is what they were saying.
That's great.
And, yeah, and a few guys got injured at during the game. So it's just like...
The only positive...
And Witt said, I think he said at least 2 of them are several weeks.
But the positive is none of them are season ending so far. It's just a variety of one game to...
O'Toole.
Yeah, she said O'Toole.
I said O'Toole.
He hasn't played all season. Peppa hasn't played all season. We obviously know about Cam. We know about Keithy. I mean, we've got guys that have just, we've done all of this, and we're at this point, we're 3-0 without all of these guys. It's quite remarkable, actually. Now, this is when the season gets really, really, really hard, and we're going to need dudes back. Yeah. But yeah, the plus side of all of this is none of it is season ending to this point that they've announced. So
I mean, anyone can go look at the stats and... It was total domination with the stats.
Yeah.
Now, but having watched the game, sitting there watching the game, I felt unsatisfied, lackluster. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but that's sort of you've already touched on it. It's sort of the way it goes sometimes. Johnson's first start. The one thing, though, I was a little disappointed in is that we didn't really try to throw the ball much downfield at all. The game plan was pretty vanilla. Let's run the ball. I mean, I get it. We're going to win no matter what. But I just thought, man, in this game, why not try to spread, stretch the field a little more to see how that goes. And Johnson can only run the plays that are being sent into him.
Well, that's the thing. It was a lot of run. A lot of run.
A
lot of quarterback-designed runs. Whittingham talked about that. Like, way more than they would ever even give Cam. It was kind of boring in a lot of ways. And then you look up, and you're killing them, and you go, okay, that's just kind of what you expect.
We killed them.
It wasn't pretty.
I mean, I was watching. Jeez, can't talk. I read on Facebook, I don't know what part of the game this was at, but he was saying we can't stop the run. Okay.
I think they had like one drive.
Well, and if you go rushing, they had 61 yards the whole game. Okay, so yeah, I would just be cautious on what you say on, like, during the game. Every statistical category we dominated. Do I wish it was 45-7? Yeah. I wish we had bigger plays. Yeah. It was just sort of boring to me, but I get it. But I think we had, I think there was like 12 guys that weren't playing.
That's the thing. That's where you have to.
But Witt said it wasn't because he was just resting guys.
No. They were banged up.
I know. And that's what's terrifying. But that's the thing. You got to remember that when you're thinking about Weber State. Because, yeah, it should have been 45-7, 52-7 or whatever. This is our second, third, like fourth string
and the reality
for a lot of the game.
Is, I know that they're FCS. I get that. Weber State's a pretty dang good team. They're a good team. Very well coached. They have a very solid defense that is actually coached by Joe Dale, if you remember him playing for the U. He's their co-defensive coordinator. So they're actually, for FCS level, very good. They wiped the floor with Utah State last year. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And so now it's FCS. I get it. I would have loved a 45-0 game. And you know, but even a 45-0 game, you'd walk out of there being like,
Yeah, well, it just was.
Just was what it was.
Pretty ho-hum for me watching the game. It was a great, I mean, it was a good game for Johnson to get his feet wet, yep, be in the system, because we may need it. I don't know. Having said all that, so we won as we thought we would win. I think I predicted we'd be like 45 or 42 or something like that.
I think I was in the 40s.
I think probably everybody thought it would be that way. But
the bright spot, though, Mikey Matthews continues to just impress.
Yes.
Mikey Matthews, when he gets the ball, he's Covey-esque. Mm-hmm. He just does things. He's crazy fast. And then the other bright spot, obviously, we had our pick six of the year.
20 seasons in a row. I was with my 15-year-old driving up to Logan for a soccer game. We were listening
Lame.
To, I know. We were listening to the game on the radio when the pick six happened. And I'm saying to him, that's 20. And he
doesn't care.
He doesn't understand because he's only 15. He's like, what do you mean that's 20 seasons in a row? He couldn't believe it.
20? Think about that. 2004. 20 seasons in a row we've had a pick six, which is a record. Is there any other teams tied with us, or is that
Utah is the lead? And I would be surprised if there's more this year too. The beautiful part about it was Barton read the play so well. Like, it wasn't a freak thing. It wasn't a tip ball. No, he read it, picked it off, gone. And that's when the game kind of went, okay, the game's over at that point.
So go back 5 months, everybody. 5 months, we predicted. I went and looked, because you guys wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, because
we
knew
predicted
I didn't
pick
the
who
right
is going to get the
I knew
first
I picked wrong,
pick
so.
Six of the year. I know who you guys picked.
I know who I picked.
She picked Cole.
And Cole.
I picked Barton. Go look it up.
No, you lying, Mo.
I said Bishop.
No. Go check it out. I said Lander Barton, baby. I finally hit something right. Hey, so all my critics that are blasting me every day on social media, go back 5 months. I got one right.
Hold on. Ute Homer, you think
did get one right.
Anus U has a pick six? There's no way. Does Anus U have a defense?
I don't know.
No way.
That. Somebody verify that.
Somebody look it up. I thought we were tied with somebody, but that could be wrong.
That'd be weird if it was ASU. But,
yeah, that would be.
They wouldn't
but
be the first ones I would
row,
think
we're
of.
I think we're it, but hey.
Oh, it's not current. That's the all-time record.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. That's what it is.
That makes more sense. Oh.
Okay.
So we need one more season, which we'll get it.
We'll get it.
Does anyone know if the Weber State quarterback was able to move the next day? Because Cole Bishop destroyed that poor, poor man.
At one point, it kind of felt like the game was close, and Cole Bishop just said, enough. Enough of this.
Yeah.
And then just bodied the guy about 13 times, and the game changed the game.
Poor guy.
All right. Let's before we get to UCLA, let's just look in on the AP Top 25.
Okay.
And any of your thoughts. I mean, it's some interesting movement with the after this weekend.
Yeah.
So we still got Georgia at one. You know.
They're going to be that until they lose.
Michigan at two. Texas at 3. I watched some of the Wyoming. I watched some of the Wyoming game. I came in and Wyoming was still in the game.
Yeah,
and
it was
the
tight.
Next thing I know, they got blown out at the very end. But dang, man. But Texas is 3, Florida State 4, SC.
USC! What?
They didn't even play.
So SC's 5, Ohio State is 6, Penn State 7, Washington 8, Notre Dame 9, Oregon 10. They jumped us, and we're now at 11.
Oregon?
Oregon!
Why'd you do that?
They jumped us.
I don't know why they jumped us, but whatever.
I'm not sure. Whatever.
Whatever. It, at this point, doesn't matter. My bigger thing is Texas moving over. Florida State struggled with Boston College. But at the same time, Texas struggles with Wyoming. So what's worse? But then Texas 3, I don't know.
But look at this. This is the interesting thing, though, people. I know. I'm not sure
It was 8, by the way.
I'm not sure if we recognize the significance. So LSU's behind us. They're at 12. Alabama. It's 13. How long has it been since they've been out of the top 10?
It makes me so happy.
How long has it been since they've been out of, like, the top 5?
Even when they lose 2 games, they're still, like, 4th.
Uh-huh.
Oregon
State. So they're 13.
Yeah, Oregon State at 14.
Oregon State.
What did Tennessee drop to, like, 18?
23.
Yeah, they dropped far.
Florida came in at 25.
Okay, that bugs me more than anything in these polls. There is a head-to-head matchup. Tennessee, Florida. If you watch the game, Florida dominates Tennessee, and all the voters go, Tennessee over Florida.
Yeah.
No! No! That bugs me.
Taylor Sessions, Texas is overrated because Bama was overrated. There's some reason.
There's some truth to that.
Some solid reasoning to that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to find out. I don't trust, like I said last time, I don't trust Texas, man. Seriously.
What happens? Read the other Pac-12 teams.
Okay. You've got, I don't want to miss. Oregon State is 14, right behind Bama.
Okay.
Then Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Colorado comes in at 19.
Did they drop a spot? Were they 18?
Yeah, they went down one.
Okay.
As they should. Miami is 20. Washington State is 21. UCLA, 22. And there they are. We still have 8 teams. Top 25.
8 teams. And could I just, real quick, so it goes, what does it go, SC at 5 and then Washington at 8?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Washington terrifies me.
Washington is so scary.
I'm so going scary. On record, I think Washington's is the best Pac-12 team right now. I watch some of them, and they are just blowing people out.
Yeah,
we'll go down that list in a second.
Terrifying.
They look so freaking good right now.
So here's Joel Klatt's top 10. I respect his list.
Yeah, I like Klappy.
He's got Georgia, Michigan, Texas, the same. He has SC at 4 and Washington at 5.
See, he's got Washington at 5.
Ohio State at 6.
Okay.
Florida State at 7. Penn State at 8. Utah at 9.
Don't do that. That's so ugly.
What?
And Notre
it's
Dame.
A U.
And Notre Dame at 10.
This actually really surprises me. I love Joel Klatt, but it really surprises
me. He likes
me
our program.
That he has us that high. I know he does.
But
it surprises me.
Here's the thing
me.
is
it surprises
the
me.
The AP poll, you're always going to get this bias of the SEC voters are always going to put SEC teams over, and there's this East Coast. And I mean, you can go look and see what people voted for. Klatt, he is just, I watch the games, I know the programs. So, you look at what he did to Florida State. He's got them at, 7? That's a huge difference. Washington 7. At 5, Utah at 9. That is a more accurate list to me. And then he said on his show today that he's got Oregon at 11, and it's a very, very close 11 to Notre Dame.
I'm actually surprised, though, that he doesn't have Washington over USC. That surprised
me. Okay, be that as it may, I'm just glad we're in the top 10. Honestly, I just think that's out of respect for the program.
Huh?
Because we've been undermanned, yet we're 3-0. Bottom line, we're 3-0. I'm not. I don't want to be negative.
No, exactly. Exactly. We're exactly where you would want to be in this point. It doesn't matter how you get here.
Freak, dude, we beat Florida. Everyone's, well, they're crap. They're crap. Well, they just beat Tennessee, the very thing you just said. Yeah. I'm just saying they're a good team. And we had to go to Baylor where it was 5,000 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
I've talked to people who were there.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
They said they'd never been anywhere so hot. And so playing in that, I don't think we realized the difficulty factor.
I like how Whittingham addressed it today in his press conference, the Florida game. And he said, see, they're a very good team. He said, I knew they were a really good team when we played them. And then what they did to Tennessee just proved it. But I liked how he brought that up.
Beat Florida.
Yeah.
With a third string quarterback. And the defense playing absolute lights out. That's what's been so impressive to this point is I'm not going to pretend that the offense has been impressive at all. They've done things. They've had flashes. I think the running game, the O-line's looking good. But they obviously are lacking a quarterback, but the defense has just looked that good that we've been able to be 3-0. Now,
all right, let's go to UCLA. Let's do it. Let's talk UCLA. UCLA, everybody. Let's talk. What do you?
Who's Brett?
There's so many.
Brett chat. Got it.
Who's Tobin Bell?
Look him up. He must be a good-looking dude.
Hold on. This could be a lot of fun.
Is it an insult or is it a compliment?
It's an insult.
Do you know who Tobin Bell is?
No. That's just the way it goes.
He's an American
actor. I had a guy today comment on a short I did like 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
What the?
You don't look like him.
Who is that guy? Block him.
Maybe if you grew a
beard.
Grow a beard.
Then I would look 500 years old.
His name is Carol a Virus, and he's got a picture of Pete Carroll.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I like it.
That's all right, funny. Bravo.
He's a comedian.
Wait a minute.
You can do a laughing one or clapping
clap
one.
Clap or laugh one.
Shout out. Nice. That's. I like that.
That was good.
All right.
Anyway, UCLA.
All right, UCLA, everybody. I mean, there's many angles to come at. How confident? I mean, how you feeling?
Let's defer to Brynn.
Because I know everything.
Because we're talking.
Because we're talking too much, and I talk over, and she knows everything. So here we go.
I do know everything. I'm very shaky. I'll be honest right now. I'm so nervous about the way our team is decimated with the injuries. We have no idea. Again, I think it's probably right that we've been holding Cam and Keithy for this game specifically, but I'm getting more and more nervous that that's actually not the case. It just makes me, I don't know what that's based on. Obviously, Witt's not going to say anything, but just knowing how many other guys are injured, it just makes me so nervous. And so to start playing Pac-12 without everybody there to help us, I'm feeling shaky about it.
Okay.
Sorry to bring everyone down.
What do you got?
This will be, I mean, Florida was a good test. I mean, this is a really good test. UCLA is a very good team. Now, to answer the question, no, UCLA has not played anybody. Oh, shoot.
Dude, that's live television right there.
Ruined all of his notes.
Oh, his notes are gone. I was talking.
James has to go get a towel.
What on the freak, dude?
Oh no! Now you don't know what you're gonna say.
No, I'm gonna go blank.
Gary's gonna have to wing it all.
I just don't want to get electrocuted. Good grief!
Sorry, everyone.
My yellow papers are all
okay. Now back to what I was saying.
Get it's under the helmet.
This. Start the doubt. It's fine. I'll clean it up.
No, but it's his computer.
Okay. Here's what I was saying. They haven't played anybody. Their best game that they've played is San Diego State, who's a fine team. But then the other team they played was Coastal Carolina. So I don't know how good they are. On paper, they're going to be good. Now, with Cam, I don't know. I expect him to play. But if we don't have him, oh, man.
Your glasses.
Glasses are ruined.
Dang!
It is Jack and Coke. You're not supposed to... Jack and Coke.
My Jack and Coke.
Well, now I don't have any beverage. That's the worst part about this.
Coordination. Okay.
And I'll say this. I'm really, really glad that Charbonnet is not playing for them anymore because he was an absolute monster last year. And I think we had like 20 missed tackles against them. So the fact he's not there anymore, it's at home. I got to give Utah the advantage, but I'm very nervous about this game too.
So they out-muscled us last year, which was unusual for a Utah team. Uh-huh. If you remember, they actually did.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
We got out Utah'd. But UCLA is a good football team. I know they're ranked whatever
the 22nd or something.
Okay, we're going to see with all of everybody, obviously, but UCLA is a good team. So they've got their freshman quarterback, Dante Moore. He's only 18 years old.
I know.
Oh my
He's 18. He's really good. He's come in and taken over the job. So he's skilled, and I heard the play-by-play guy today. No, the color guy for UCLA was on the radio and talked about him and said he follows Chip Kelly's offense. He doesn't ad lib like DTR and stuff. Because he's a young dude. He's athletic, but he stays within the system. And he has great numbers if you look at mm-hmm. it. I know that's, you know, not fantastic teams, but he's had a...
Very solid.
I think I wrote
very
it down.
Solid.
He had, maybe I didn't write it down what he did. But anyway, he's doing well. So on the one hand, he's probably as good a quarterback or better than we've played.
Uh-huh. I think he's the
just
best
is.
Quarterback. I agree.
Now... The weakness is he's a freshman at 18 against the Utah D. If the Utah D and Scally dial some stuff up, I feel like we can get to this guy right. mentally and physically.
And I'll just say, and Whit mentioned this in the press conference today, I think that the home field advantage can play a massive advantage in this game. The problem is, for whatever reason, the vibe at Rice-Eccles when the sun is still up is a totally different vibe than when the sun is down. And this game being a 1:30 kick, it just could have a different vibe. So I think the fans need to absolutely bring it because it can be a game changer.
It has to be in this kind of game.
Uh-huh.
And with a guy who's so young, so inexperienced, that's got to be the it factor. Mm-hmm. So come on, Utah fans.
So
they're
running back court. Charbonnet's gone, which is a blessing. They've got Carson Steele. And Harden is his last name. There's the two guys. So in the three games, they've gained 230 yards and scored two touchdowns.
The two running backs
combined.
Combined.
They're good. But my understanding of the guy on their team, as far as offensively, is their wide receiver. He's a transfer portal dude from Cal. J. Michael, is it Stardevant? Stardevant? Something like
Ask
that.
Ask her.
I don't know. I haven't watched any
okay.
of their games, to be honest.
The guy I was listening to today says he's an NFL caliber guy. You throw him the ball, and with ease, he catches and stuff like that. He just was praising him. This is the guy. So it's their wide receiver.
Okay.
Defensively, he said their defense is going to be good. Their front seven. I remember they had, I think, Latu, it's a D-end. He's already had good stats. He's solid. So their front line and their linebacking core are solid. And they have their linebacker. He's a transfer out of Hawaii. It's Darius Moisau, I think, is how his last name. He's having these first three games have been solid. So I'm just throwing these names out that they've apparently have a good defense.
It's so hard to know, though, because the level of talent they've played against, San Diego State gave him a challenge. It was not a blowout. They gave him a challenge. And they struggled against Coastal Carolina. Now, I know that, I think that was their first game of the year, but they struggled. And I think it was tied like late in the game. It was close. So I have a hard time giving them too much credit because their defense has looked good. They've had guys.
The receiver is Sturdivan.
Yeah, Sturdivan.
Okay. And obviously they have dudes. When you look at the roster and you look at the number of 4- and 5-star guys and they got Chip Kelly and all these things, I just don't know. Okay, they haven't really played anybody. They're coming on the road to Utah. I expect Cam to play. I'm with Bryn. I think this has been the plan all along. My biggest concern, if Cam plays, is what Cam are we getting? Because he hasn't played football since the second quarter of the Rose Bowl. So he's not going to come out and be crazy sharp. So the defense is going to have to be very good. And then let Cam and the offense get a rhythm. And then I think we can beat him by 10, something like that. It's going to be a hard game, though.
I mean, all teams, people could say that about us, what you just said about them.
For sure. No, we've played teams.
I think they're good. I'm just telling you. I believe they're better than the teams we've played. They're better than Baylor. I think they're better than Florida.
I don't know. I don't know if I would go that far.
I'm just saying.
I think their D is
going to be a challenge for us. If we're going to run if it ends up being we've got to run the ball and just run the ball over their front, we're in trouble. That's my view. Yeah. If we're going to be able to overpower them the whole game, I don't believe it's going to happen.
I'm just throwing out my opinion on just
what I've read and I watched a couple excerpts. Yeah. Small sample size. I get it. Who knows on everything, but I think they're going to have a good front, and so we're going to have to be able to do more than just run them over.
Oh no, we're going to have to be able to pass the ball. Absolutely.
So I'll go to what you said. I mean, I feel like, you know, if we don't get our guys back a substantial amount, we're in trouble.
Because you can see
just in these three games what the strategy is for Utah to win games. That is no turnovers, which is always a part of the game plan, but no turnovers, control the clock, run the ball.
Out-muscle the other team.
Grind it out.
Yeah.
And then win in the end. I don't think that's going to work against UCLA personally. I think they're better than these other. I think we're going to have to actually score more points.
I know. I want the Utah offense back that was putting up 38 plus points a game.
We've kept teams of 13 points a game in three games. Okay.
Or less.
We're not going to keep. I don't believe, this is my opinion, I don't think we're going to keep UCLA to 13, 14 points.
You think that their offense is better than Florida's offense?
I do.
UCLA's?
Their quarterback's better than Mertz.
I think there's more athleticism and all that stuff. I do. They're better. I think. I hope I'm wrong. I'm way off.
And here's the other thing. So on that point, I think Florida, obviously, great running backs, shaky offensive line, great wide receivers, all those things. But it was the first game. This is UCLA's fourth game. So they've had time against inferior opponents to gel and mesh and work on some of these things. So that is playing into their advantage as well. I think a UCLA-Florida comparison is really tricky because it's just different teams at different stages of the season. Florida is, I think, is watching them over the weekend, they look way better than they did 3 weeks ago here at Rice-Eccles. So UCLA scares me. They're a top 25 team for a reason. There's other undefeated teams that are not in the top 25, and they've got talent, they've got dudes. I think this is going to be a struggle of a game for sure.
But hallelujah, we don't have to play DTR.
Amen. we need guys back. I think our defense is tough. They're not going to run it up on us.
No.
But we can't just 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, kick a field goal the whole game against UCLA and expect to win 14-13 or something like that.
I agree with Carissa. She says playing conference teams is harder because of the familiarity. And I think also the travel is different. Obviously, Florida had to travel the entire country, whereas UCLA is used to coming and playing here. So she thinks we'll struggle more with UCLA than we did Florida. I think that's really true.
I do think that the youth of that quarterback, though, could be a a big point in this game.
Against
I know
our
he's,
defense.
He's very talented and he's extremely smart. I've heard Chip Kelly has talked about like the cerebral side of his game. But you're on the road, hostile conference game. I mean, from this point forward, there are no gimme games. That's what's crazy.
So can we just mention again? Yes, it's a 1:30 kickoff. It's striped the stadium, so make sure you know what color you're supposed to wear in your section.
I gotta go buy a shirt.
Yeah, you need to get a white shirt.
We're white.
And
I'll just wear no shirt. I'm pretty white.
That's true.
So
if you can't
salamander
be there,
look through you.
If you can't be there, please find someone to take your tickets. Please, because we need full stadium. It's gonna make a difference. That to me, that's the edge, is that it's here. If we had to go there, I wouldn't feel as good about it. I think that's our edge. It has to be. Home field advantage, it's huge. So please fill your seats if you can't go.
If you can't make it, you don't know, shoot us a message. We've got people that I can get tickets to in 20 minutes. I know it's not ideal. I know we'd all want to sell our tickets. I get that. But if it's the day before the game, you haven't sold your tickets, let's just, there are so many fans that would love to go that don't have the opportunity. So let's fill the freaking stadium, please.
We will.
And I think we're going to tailgate, right? Someone asked.
Yeah.
I think we're going to plan on it.
Planning on it.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Come say hi.
Okay. I don't. Really? Isn't it come down to, well, I think we can win if Cam Rising and Keithy don't play? Yes. I think it's going to be hard.
It's going to be so hard.
I think it's going to be tough personally. Now, if they play, the thing is, you're right, James. It's like going 0-60 like that. They haven't played in a game. There are some growing pains to that. Now, I know that at least with Cam, he's been practicing full on.
Right.
We'll see, man. I hope. I just want our team, or at least most of our team. I feel really good about it.
I know.
These unknowns are a little bit.
It's hard.
A little bit tough. But so, James, you put out a poll.
Yeah.
What is that?
So my question was what game time do people prefer? Obviously, the 6 to 7 is perfect, right? That's the ideal.
But what you
but so I just asked, okay.
It's always controversial. Every time the game time gets announced, people fight about what it should be.
For sure. So it's just what kick time do you prefer? Would you rather it be between noon and 2? Or a 7 to 8:30. So you get that afternoon or late night.
I thought you said 6 to 8:30.
I did. I took that one off because it was like 85%. Everybody wants that 6 to 7 kick, obviously. So I took that one out and it kind of surprised me. Almost 70% of people want that 7 to 8:30 kick, that late kick.
6 p.m. you probably would be.
Well, 6 p.m. is.
6 p.m. was the ideal.
It was ideal. It was getting 90% of the vote because it's perfect. But outside of that, would you rather have the kick be 1:30?
No.
Or 8:30?
8:30.
I'd rather have the night game than the early games.
Same. And I'm curious. That kind of goes with the poll. 70% of people said the same. I think number one, it's just easier. Now, it sucks getting home at 1:30 and then I don't fall asleep till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That part sucks. But like I said earlier, the vibe in the stadium is just different. Plus I get a tailgate.
I saw that. John just, so for next weekend when USC has to play Colorado, it's at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, so 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
I feel like the Pac-12 is being loaded with these early scheduled games.
Because it's the big games or whatever. But 9 a.m. for all of you on the West Coast, that game's at 9 a.m.
That is dang early.
So early.
Yeah.
Hey, but Wendy, on your poll question though, time of the year is a factor on that.
No.
If it's November,
still give me the night
game. Snows.
Don't care. Look.
Oh, okay. No. If it's November, it snows, it's 5 degrees out, would you rather be at 8:30 at night?
Yeah.
Or in the afternoon, the sun's out.
No, because by November, the youth sports stuff is done. You don't have much on Saturday.
No, man, I don't want to be in the night. That's brutal.
It's cold.
Not if you're an adult and prepared for it. Dude, I've been to games where it's like 12 degrees below zero.
We all have.
Get your hat on. You're sitting there.
I know.
You're great. No, give me. I want the night atmosphere. I'd rather have some
sun on me.
I want
when
the
it's
snow falling.
I want below zero.
I want all. I no 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 no. Give me an 8:30 kick where it's the atmosphere is just
anyways.
Different. It's just different.
All right.
This game against UCLA is at 1:30.
Be there.
Bring your sunscreen.
Everyone's gonna be there. We know it.
Bring your sunscreen. Fill your seats. Stripe the stadium.
Yeah, go make sure use. You do look at your yeah, what make color sure you're look. Supposed to wear. okay, let's just recap a couple of the game or a few of the games.
There were some good games this
from
weekend.
This past week,
uh-huh.
Which was surprising because I thought there was gonna be nothing on yeah. this weekend.
So good games.
Okay, let's. Maybe we'll go this way first. Do I have some of these up? I don't. Let's just go with the Pac-12.
Is your computer working?
You melted it down.
He shorted it out.
Got Dr. Now Pepper let's go in the system.
Let me just throw some national games out. Then we'll go to the Pac-12 and see what people are thinking.
This is for this upcoming weekend?
No. Last weekend.
Do you want to go last? Okay.
Yeah, you're looking at next weekend.
Oh, that's fine. We can do that.
Let's go last weekend. Pac-12. Let's just go this last weekend with Pac-12.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Oregon State beat San Diego State 26-9.
Mm-hmm. Oregon State.
Cal beat, was that Idaho?
Yeah, Idaho.
The Vandals. UCLA slaughtered, who did they play? 59-7.
They played FCS school.
Who was it they played?
It's North Carolina something.
North Carolina Central. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can't. I'm yeah. sorry.
Exactly.
That's okay. That's fine. Washington State, 64-21. Who did they play? Northern Colorado, as they should have. See, that's the only thing, though, when they see these numbers against those teams.
Well, yeah, the scores
we were 31.
But that's just how Whittingham does it. Don't read too much into it.
Washington, 41-7. Over Michigan State. Michigan State's messed up, though, dude. Their coach is fired.
I know, but still, it's Michigan State.
Michigan has a...
They're a Big Ten team.
Yeah, and on the road, wasn't it? It was at Michigan State, I'm pretty
and
sure.
Like 500 yards and 4 touchdowns in a half?
Yeah.
For your boy?
It's my boy.
Penix?
We're going to get to that in a second, by the way. Oregon. I know we got some Oregon people on the chat. Of course, Hawaii's garbage, but,
I know, but
I'm just saying, 55-10.
Bodied him. It was impressive.
Okay, this is...
By the way, I'm kind of a low-key Ducks fan recently.
Yeah.
It's been weird. I think it's because I follow Puddles.
It's Puddles on Twitter.
On Twitter.
He's hilarious.
He is a phenomenal follow.
If you're not following him, make sure you
He's
do.
Outstanding. So, yeah, go Ducks. I'm on board.
Fresno killed at ANSU.
I know.
Didn't the ANSU? QB got hurt, though?
Okay, but they didn't put up a point. They got shut out.
Yeah, it's
Fresno State.
Now, Fresno's actually pretty
Fresno's
good.
Fresno's a good team, but come on.
They won the Mountain West last year, but come on. Still.
Arizona beat UTEP, good. Which they should. They should. I'm glad about that. We have to talk about Colorado.
Hey.
Colorado State.
It was the game of the weekend. Everybody and their mom was watching that game. Honestly.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Until 2 a.m. on the East Coast yeah. or whatever.
It's a little unfortunate that it was such a late kick. It was, what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're on the East, that's 10 o'clock, but everyone was watching it. Colorado State, you got to give them a lot of credit.
Nobody saw that coming.
No, they actually had that game. They should have won that game.
They could have won that game. They should have won that game.
But?
Colorado State was the most undisciplined team I've ever seen in my entire life. They had penalties called that I feel like I've never even heard of.
They were, yeah. I mean, look, I'm all for physicality, but they were so undisciplined at times. Well,
it lost the game for them. Uh-huh. I mean, it really did. All those, you were actually dominating the game.
Well, they had like 180 yards in penalties or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I mean,
so
a bunch of personal fouls.
You had the chance to have the upset of the year.
Of the year.
And because you're so undisciplined, you lost it.
But the fact, look, the reality is the fact that Colorado was taken to double overtime at home against a winless Mountain West team who I don't even know. I mean, it's Colorado State. It's not Fresno, who's pretty good. At home.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And should have lost that game. You can say whatever you want. Blah, blah, blah. They should have lost. They won the game. Good for them. But, man, it was an entertaining game. I watched every second of it, just like everybody else did.
You can look at the stats. Colorado State, okay, bottom line, and we all understand it, the most important stat is the scoreboard.
They won.
Yeah, they won.
They won the game.
They won.
Colorado State, however, they screwed themselves.
Yeah.
They beat them in every category. Go back and look. If you watch the game, it was the stupid penalties. Their aggressiveness was a factor to win the game, but it went over the edge.
Over the edge.
It went too far.
Uh-huh.
And you can't, as good as their QB played, he threw it away, or threw three picks.
One for a pick six.
Pick six. I know they had a fumble and 180 yards of penalties, all these personal fouls. Dude, it was there to win, and they blew it. Mm-hmm. But statistically, it's an amazing thing. They dominated the game. Their quarterback had more yards than Sanders did.
One thing, I'll just say this in general. I want the NCAA to fix this, please. Overtime statistics should not count at the final, okay? If I go to overtime, because the ball starts at the 25-yard line, and you throw three touchdowns in overtime, all of a sudden you had a five-touchdown game.
Yeah. Excuse the stats, no doubt.
It's garbage. The real stats are during the game. Those should just be thrown out.
As soon as it went to overtime, I knew there was no way Colorado State was going to pull it off. I just knew. I mean,
Colorado's got too many
plus
dudes.
The momentum. I mean, you went 98 yards with
freaking no win defense.
Right.
I hate prevent.
Win defense.
But 98 yards, and then they get the two. They tie it. Like, I just knew at that point, okay, there's no way Colorado State's going to be able to hang. They made it close, though, and then the penalty, like, it just.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Yeah, they won. Good for them.
It was entertaining.
Colorado State got 500 yards on Colorado.
Wow.
499, excuse me, but 500 yards.
Let's even say 50 of that was in overtime. Let's even say
397 in the air. Almost 400.
Oh, my gosh. Bo Nix is about to.
400 yards. So Oregon, you must be salivating.
Those little crossing routes just over and over and over and over and over.
Whew. I think running they are. Game. I think the cracks were showing, and I think Oregon's going to get in there and just bust those wide open.
Here's the thing.
That's how I feel.
You know
is gonna
what
happen.
Sucks about that game? It's the exact same time our game is.
I know, so I can't watch it.
It's 1:30 Mountain Time on Saturday, so we can't even watch the game. That sucks.
So here's the interesting thing: QBR. If you know, look it up. I'm not going to go through the whole QBR is a total quarterback rating system, not just yards and touchdowns, but a bunch of other factors. So the QBR. So the Rams QB was 77 QBR.
Man, okay. Those picks.
Sanders was 63 QBR in that game.
I think he only had like 86 passing yards in the first half or something like
that. So he had a great drive at the end. Uh-huh. Colorado State choked it. Mm-hmm. Dude gets two personal fouls back to back. It's just, give him credit, but come on, man.
Can we just look? We'll just say all these people, all these Colorado fans that are going to come on here. You never give Colorado any credit. We're giving them credit right now.
They won
the game. Look, we always talk about this. It happened to Utah at Baylor. We won the game. Okay. Should we have
it's all
won
that matters at the end?
Won that game by 25 points? Probably, but they won the game. I will give them credit. On the flip side of that, man, Colorado State, that's gonna haunt you as a Colorado State fan.
Can I talk about this one point, maybe 2 points?
I don't know. Can you?
You can chirp in if you want. Whoever wants to chirp in on it. This hype about Colorado's bought in to Deion. Everyone's bought in. That's why they're so good. And I'm thinking to myself.
Like the players? Or the fans?
The players. They bought into him and their system. And look how they've bought into Deion. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going, do you not, after you watch the Rams, Colorado State play, you don't think they bought into their system?
Right.
Okay. They bought in. You don't think Utes, our football team has not bought in to Witt's system? Or Lanning's system in Oregon and go down the list, this idea that they're the only system, everyone just bought into Deion is like some unique thing, as annoying as can be.
Well, yeah, you don't think that all the USC players didn't go into Lincoln Riley and go, I'm all in. I'm bought in.
Everyone's bought in if you're successful.
Well, if you're if you don't buy in, then you leave. You transfer or you get you don't play or whatever it is. So yeah.
And I'm gonna just say you can say whatever you want, but this bandwagon stuff, I'm tired of it.
The
Colorado bandwagon thing is annoying. I think fans of other teams have got to be annoyed with it.
Don't rush the field, Colorado. You were supposed to beat them by 25, and it took till double overtime. I don't know.
But they're a rival. You have to understand.
I get it's a rivalry. I understand.
That they've been garbage for so long.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
Yeah. That it was just this release, so whatever.
Well, and it was all the excitement of the whole day, I guess, and the game went to double overtime. Yeah, game day,
and The Rock
overtime.
Was there, and they had all these. I get it. I get it.
I sort of get it.
But at the same time, it's like
I don't get it.
Colorado State, like it has to. if I'm supposed to sit here and just be like bowing to the Colorado, but their own fans rush the field because they don't even like. We can't believe we're doing this either. Like, okay.
Well, we'll see. I mean, their true test is this weekend.
Well, the next two weekends they have.
Well, actually, the rest of the season because it's the gauntlet of the Pac-12. Yeah, exactly. Everyone has to go through it.
Say about everybody, though.
We're all gonna have to deal with it. It's gonna be. Very difficult for all of us, so we'll see.
Here's before we go on to, I guess, upcoming games. We'll go with that because there's some great ones coming up.
Some good ones this week.
Here is after three games. So we're going into week four. The QBR of all the quarterbacks in the Pac-12, are they rank in the Pac-12?
There are some incredible quarterbacks in our conference.
And. It's interesting. I mean, we could look at them nationally, but this is what. So, just the Pac-12. Number one is Penix, right now. His QBR is 94. Two is Caleb, at 91.
I'll just real quick on Caleb. Bryn, he looks just as good as ever. Now they haven't played a really good team. I know that, but he hasn't even played a full game yet. They've played three games. He has not completed a game yet. So just throwing that out there. He looks unbelievable.
Dante Moore is at 80. He's at 3 in the league.
Okay.
DJU at Oregon State.
I don't know how to say his name either. Bryn?
I can't do that.
Cameron
one.
Ward.
I don't want to butcher
Cameron
it.
Ward is 5 from Washington State.
From Washington State.
They're doing well, man. Bo Nix is 6. And then you've got Sanders at 7. And then there's a big drop-off on there. So there's the top, basically top 7. Of course, Cam hasn't played, so who knows. But that gives you the full perspective of what the quarterbacks are doing for their teams.
This conference
totally
has the best quarterback
Penix,
play.
Williams, Moore, DJ, Ward, Nix,
Sanders.
And then Sanders.
It's crazy. The quarterback play in this conference, it's unbelievable.
The thing, I was looking at this today, though, just passing yards from the quarterbacks, Caleb Williams is 6th. And I realize he hasn't played full games, but I don't think Penix has played full games.
No, he hasn't.
Penix is 1st. Sanders is 2nd, which he's played full
games.
He's pulled up so many yards. 1,200.
Oh, my gosh. In 3 games?
Yeah. 1,251 yards.
That's the whole thing. It's the whole package.
But then it's Ward, okay. And then it's Dallara, and then it's Nix, and then it's Williams. So Williams is actually 6th. That's just
you think
yards.
He's 6th?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
If Caleb played, he'd be 1st.
You can't just look at yards. That's why the other one's
except
more.
Except that Penix is 1st, and he probably hasn't played every.
Penix
I don't
is
know.
Unbelievable.
I mean, now it all begins. Like we keep saying, Pac-12 play begins, and here we go.
All right, this upcoming weekend. So the season,
it starts now.
Some amazing games. It's cool. This weekend's going to be great. So let's talk. Colorado goes to Oregon.
Right now, last I saw, that was a 21-point favorite for Oregon. That seems really high. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
21, yeah. That'll probably change.
Hey, I'm a Ducks fan this weekend. Oh, bye. Maybe I shouldn't be because, you know.
But that's
I don't,
the
I don't care, man.
Here,
I want
man.
The Ducks to kick the crap out of the Buffaloes. I'm just there. I am. It's out. I'm sure I'll get hate.
Let it be.
I mean,
but hey, I want the Ducks.
So do I.
Let's go Ducks. I think they do handle them quite. you know.
I think they will.
This game will be very interesting.
I wish I could watch it. I'll be sitting in Rice Eccles.
No, that's the only downer.
Yeah.
Can we, like, just put it on a little part of the Jumbotron there, Rice Eccles? Can we do
that? I don't
think
anybody would complain if they did that.
Just up in the corner.
Those Jumbotrons that are in the north end zone, put the game up on one of those.
Put the Oregon-Colorado game on.
I don't think anybody would be mad.
It's and going to Autzen Stadium, and people are going to be nuts. Because they feel the way we feel. Yeah.
Oregon fans, I saw.
They're sick of Colorado getting all the love.
This is the hardest team Colorado will come up against so far.
Nothing has ever brought Oregon, Utah, and USC fans together like Colorado this year. I'm not even kidding.
There's probably some truth to that.
I think we can all hold hands together.
And yeah, it's insane what's happened.
All right. Okay, keep going. We're running out of time here. Let's go, Gary.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Go. You got a score for Utah, UCLA? Let's throw our score out right now. Scores.
Okay, this is based off Cam playing 31-21 Utah. I'm with you. I think UCLA scores more than the
28-27 Utah.
I'm going to say 35-24 Utah.
Greg Bird, 38-27 Utah.
Hey, Bird, you're coming to the game.
He said he wants a Gary cocktail.
Hey, Tanner Plummer, we'll see, won't we?
You know what?
It won't be the first time.
Won't be the last time.
I look like an idiot saying they're going to be 0-6. But look, that's the point. You've never listened. We make fun of everybody on this show. So, hey, if they win.
They're not going to win. Oregon, you're going to kick the crap out of them.
Okay, but I was just going to say, Bird, aren't they doing some sort of celebration for the Sugar Bowl team?
We're not going there.
It is homecoming. It's homecoming. So, okay, maybe.
We got Washington State and Oregon State. Where's that at?
Oh, dang.
That's in Washington. Oh.
That's the battle of the left behinds.
Oh.
That's a shame because there are some good football teams.
Sad.
That's a good game. Washington plays Cal at Washington. They'll take them out.
It's been nice.
By a million.
SC plays ANSU.
Okay, well.
In Arizona.
Ooh.
It's been nice knowing you too, ASU.
Gonna blow them away. Okay. Any thoughts on any of those?
No. We've said enough about.
So what do we've got? Anything on the national scene you want to say?
Who's upcoming? Playing?
Yeah, upcoming games.
I don't know national. I only know the Pac-12.
Shoot, I had some brought up here, but
let's just go.
Oh, here. Okay, I'll throw them out real quick. Florida State, Clemson.
Florida State should win that game. Clemson is on the downslide, but who knows?
Jalen says when Colorado wins, he's going to make you a meme.
That's fine, Gary. but what happens, Jalen?
What's it going to be? What's my meme?
Gary's old. He doesn't even know what a meme is.
Oh, really?
A meme?
Oh, yeah. Ohio State plays Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
Ohio State.
Who do you like? Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Ohio State. I don't buy into Notre Dame.
No, man, I'm going ever. Notre Dame.
Why?
I think they're better.
Their quarterback's.
That's an interesting one.
That's a good one.
I think they're QB. He's NFL ready, man.
Their quarterback's really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going that direction, but hey, talked that one. Okay, Ole Miss at Alabama.
Let's go Rebels, baby.
That'd be so awesome.
Alabama.
I think Ole Miss can do it.
I think Ole Miss can do it. Lane Kiffin going in.
Oh, Mr. Visor.
Do it. Come on.
Come on, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, baby. Ole Miss has some of the best uniforms in college football, by the way.
Talk that. We're not saying that one. We've already said that one. No. Texas at Baylor.
Well, Texas.
That could be
surface of the sun. Texas is, it's 14.5 point favorite.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the line, man. Ooh. Anyway, Ohio State is a 3-point favorite.
Only 3 points. I mean, that's. But it's in Notre. It's at Notre Dame. Interesting.
That Notre Dame, dude. I'm going Notre Dame on this.
I really do.
I think they can do. I don't know.
Okay.
That's it as far as those games. Great, man. Great weekend of football, and it really starts getting down to it now. So, all right, we're going to end on something so everyone else can chirp in on this too. James, give it to us. What we're doing?
That's Bryn.
Well, we're each going to give our good, the bad, and the ugly for the weekend.
So what's your good, bad, and ugly? And it's not Utah, is it?
Not just Utah, for college football. The whole weekend. So do you want to start with good?
Yeah.
James?
My good was Florida beating Tennessee.
That was a good one. Go Gators!
Go Gators.
Where's our Gator zoned? He's not here tonight, but yeah, go
what's
Gators.
Going on, man?
Gary, yeah. You're good?
Wendy went with, that's a good one. Barton pick six.
Oh. But it can't be Utah.
Well,
it can
I didn't.
Be.
But,
I mean.
So my good of the week, did you see the hit on Jaden Daniels, LSU?
Yeah, oh, the guy got ejected for it.
So he's running, jumps, the tries dude just ripped him. To me, that's the good of the week.
It was a beautiful hit.
Okay. Look it up. It was so nice.
My good is the Pac-12. And if you realize, thanks,
that was,
John.
That was a good one.
The Pac-12. Right on. It would have been nice if the Pac-12 had gone undefeated, but, you know, whatever.
ASU blew that
ASU
one away.
Kinda, well, and
Stanford
lost. But we have 8 teams ranked. We have
amazing.
8 undefeated teams.
That's
in the Pac-12 right now. 8 undefeated teams.
Wow. That's
it's,
good.
It's the 8 that are ranked, which that's just amazing to me. So that's my good for the weekend. That it's now, of course, we're all going to beat each other up and whatever, but the fact that we're all going into conference play undefeated, 8 of us, that's awesome. Colorado, too.
Yeah.
They are undefeated, which, hey.
Hey, good. Just as I predicted.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. Okay, what's your bad?
Stanford. Stanford paid Sacramento State $630,000 to come to Stanford and
so
lose.
Sad.
And that is Troy Taylor's former team, by the way, if you didn't know that. That's my bad.
Oh.
Stanford.
Oh, that's sad.
Paid $630,000 to lose.
Stanford just should not have a football team anymore. Okay.
My bad is, so the guy who hit Daniels, what you said. My bad is he got ejected for targeting. So look it up, everybody. It was a perfect hit.
Well, and Daniels jumps into it.
And Daniels jumps, gets hit cleanly, drilled, put down. Guy didn't even land on him. He just threw him down. He got ejected.
I know.
So that's my bad. So it was in that one play, it was good and bad.
I think, to piggyback on that, bad is officiating across the board this weekend just felt really bad. NFL, too. Felt like football was getting soft this weekend. So anyway, Bryn.
Anyways, my bad, which is kind of good because I like seeing it. It's Alabama. The fact that Alabama cannot figure out who their quarterback is and it's week 4.
They've played
already,
like 7 dudes.
Like, they benched the dude.
What do you mean bad?
Like, I don't know. That's my bad for the week because they are struggling.
Isn't
so bad.
Good?
It
That's
is a
phenomenal.
Good thing. I don't know. That's a weird thing. But like, as an Alabama football team, this is uncharted territory.
It's amazing.
I feel like,
and they could lose this weekend, and I'm going to be so happy.
But it is great for all of us, but it's
so happy.
Bad for them as a program. Okay, what's your ugly?
My ugly is the entirety of the Travis Hunter situation. Okay?
Oh,
I just want to say this. Number one, I don't want to get too into it. The hit, it was late. It was dirty. Don't like it. Okay? I'm all for violence between the whistles. Okay? But then and if you don't know, he's out for like 3 to 4 weeks. So I hope he gets better. He's a really, really good football player. Okay. The beyond that, they've been death threatening, doxing the guy. His mother's cell phone number got leaked. Like, the entire situation
during the game, it got
is
leaked.
Really ugly.
The guy that hit him. Yeah.
Bring it. Let's rein it in a little bit. It was very ugly. It should not have happened. But death threats to somebody. Come on, let's bring it in a little bit. That's my ugly for the weekend.
That is ugly. Go ahead.
My ugly is, you already referenced it, Stanford losing to Sacramento State.
That's just
ugly.
Losing.
Yeah, they got dominated. That is ugly.
Yeah.
That's so ugly.
Yeah, Sanders poking the Colorado State guy in the eyes.
Yeah.
That's ugly.
Yeah, that was
that's
ugly.
Ugly,
too.
There was
that's
a bush lot about
there was
that
a lot
game.
Of ugly in that game. And actually, my ugly is Colorado State. And you shot yourself in the foot with all of those personal fouls and the penalties. It was so ugly. Yeah. Again, you had the chance to have the upset of the year, probably. And it was so ugly. Anyways.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good,
hey,
the
Flush,
bad,
I haven't.
Ugly.
He's Yeah, we're with you, man.
Go Ducks. Flush.
We're all in for the Ducks this weekend. So
the SEC was very ugly.
Yeah, that's ugly too.
But you know
what?
That's kind of good too. That's good.
The SEC is like, isn't it weird?
It's a dumpster fire over there.
That. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point it has to happen, but they're just not as dominant. Mm-mm.
It's the Pac-12 this year, baby.
But we talked about this real quick. We talked about this. It's really unfortunate because the Pac-12 has so many good teams that we're going to beat the crap out of each other and no one's going to make the playoff. It's really unfortunate. Yep.
We'll see, man. Yep. All right. Saturday, some great games. Go Utes. I'm still feeling positive. I'm worried. We just need our guys back. Yeah. So prayer circle it up or get in your wigwam and smoke some
peyote.
I don't care.
Do what you got to
do. Whatever your sacrament is, let's do it. We need our guys back.
Yes, please make sure you subscribe, like this video, give us super thanks, and follow along all our social media. And stop by the tailgate and say hi. We'll be there.
Right on.
Go Utes.
Huh? Hey, whatever it takes, baby.
Smoke some peyote.
All right. One for you, Gary. Make that two for me. Thanks for joining, everybody.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.